This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 92 for Wednesday, October 6th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. Ice futures canola contracts were stronger on Wednesday, seeing a continuation of their recent rally. Canola 50 cents to over $12 higher. November only up 50 cents at $922.80 per ton. It had been up by over $10 at one point today. European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures both hit fresh highs overnight, and that spilled into the canola market. Canada's tight supply situation also continued to underpin the market as the futures work to ration demand. However, Chicago soy oil futures posted sizable losses today, and that pressured canola. The Canadian oilseed is also thought to be looking overpriced at current levels. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both lower, while wheat moved higher. November soybeans down 8 cents at $12.42 per bushel. Seasonal harvest pressure accounted for some of the weakness, as progress in the U.S. has been running ahead of normal. Losses in soy oil weighed on soybeans, with declines in crude oil and the North American equities also bearish. However, soy meal was up on the day as the product values saw some adjustment. Corn, it's also down with seasonal harvest pressure. The December contract 5 cents lower at $5.32 per bushel. Some parts of the eastern corn belt are forecast to see up to an inch of rain over the next week, and that may lead to some delays. However, as in soybeans, progress is ahead of normal for this time of year. Weekly U.S. ethanol data showed production of the renewable fuel at 978,000 barrels per day. That's up from the previous week. But ethanol stocks tightened to 19.9 billion barrels. Wheat, it is higher across the board. The largest advances in Minneapolis spring wheat, up 13 cents in December at $9.39 per bushel. Kansas City, 4 cents higher in the December contract at $7.45 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up a penny in December at $7.46 per bushel. Ukraine's agriculture ministry cut their prediction for the country's wheat crop to 31.5 million tons. That's down by 500,000 from an earlier estimate. Winter wheat seeding in the country is about just under 50% complete. Meanwhile, Russia's ag minister lowered his forecast for wheat exports out of that country from 51 million down to 45 to 48 million. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 6th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.